祝贺大家平安。
Peace be with you.
最近小弟搬了新家。
Recently, I moved to a new house.
那弟兄姐妹问我住哪里，我说我住 South Plainfield.
So some people may ask me where do I live. I live in South Plainfield.
那他们就会问说啊 ，South Plainfield 在哪里
？And then they would ask, where is South Plainfield?
啊，因为那里中国人很少。
Because over there, there's not a lot of Asians.
后来我才注意到为什么中国人不喜欢住 South Plainfield.
And I realized why Chinese people don't like to live in South Plainfield.
因为那里有一个墓园。
Because there is a cemetery.
每次晚上有时候回家会经过那个墓园。
So when I go back home sometimes, I would pass by the cemetery.
那个墓园很特别。
And that cemetery is very special.
因为一般的美国的墓园呢是看不到墓碑啦，看不到一个碑。
Because most of the cemeteries here, you cannot see the tombstone or the pillar.
可以站起来的啊。
A pillar that is erected.
但是那个地方呢，虽然小小的，但是墓碑是站起来的。
But because there is a pillar there, and that pillar is erected.
那圣经上里面事实上也记载这样一个铜碑哈。
And in the Bible, it records a similar pillar.
我们来看创世纪三十五章。
So let's turn to Genesis chapter 35.
这个有时候看到铜碑，到底会让我们联想到什么
？So what do pillars remind you of?
创世纪三十五章。
Genesis chapter 35.
二十节。
Verse 20.
三十五章二十节。
Genesis chapter 35, verse 20.
请读。
And Jacob set a pillar on her grave, which is the pillar of Rachel's grave to this day.
这个作者啊，应该就是摩西。
The author of this book is perhaps Moses.
那这个应该几百年之后了。应该是几百年之后，离拉结的日子应该几百年之后。
And after a few hundred years after the death of Rachel.
那个碑啊，还在这个伊法他哈伯利恒附近哈。
And this pillar of Rachel's grave is still near the town of Ephrah.
里面可能都找不到东西了啦。
And over there, you might not be able to find any remains.
但是一块碑啊，就立在那里。
However, a pillar stood over there.
雅各一辈子立了三个碑。
In Jacob's lifetime, he has set up three pillars.
第一个碑啊，是为了神啊做纪念呐、啊，纪念那个地方是伯特利，因为他做了一个梦，说那里是神的殿，天的门。
The first pillar he set at Bethel to remember God because it is the heaven's gate.
那第二个是为了和平啊，他跟他的舅舅拉班呢、啊、也立了一个 pillar 双方立约说从此以后，我不过这一边，你不过那一边你不到我这边过来。
And the second pillar he erected for peace between him and his uncle Laban to not cross each other's border.
那这个第三个碑啊，就是在这里。
And the third pillar is recorded here.
不晓得你有没有到过这个阿伦顿国家公园哦
？I'm not sure if you have been to the Arlington National Cemetery.
好像每年的七月七号，总统都会去那里。
So every July 4th, the president would go to.
七月十号 ，OK.
Every Memorial Day, the president would go to Arlington National Cemetery.
你有没有去过那个夏威夷的 Punch Bowl? Punch Bowl 吗 ？Punch Bowl 有一个地方也是一个国家公园哈。
So in Hawaii, there's also another place that is a national landmark.
那里你进去啊，可以看到很多的碑哈。
And over there, when you entered, you could see many pillars.
那这个碑到底这个拉结这个碑到底在诉说什么
？So what is the significance of the pillar of Rachel?
我们来谈三点哈。Next slide.
And let's talk about three points.
我觉得一个碑啊，就是在诉说这个碑在诉说雅各对拉结一辈子的爱。
And the first meaning is Jacob's love for his wife Rachel.
那这个碑啊，我想第二个意思就是在讲这个人一辈子做了什么。
And this pillar also signifies what the person has done.
那这个碑啊，是在红木上面，告诉我们人生的尽头。
And this pillar is on top of a grave, meaning that it is the end of someone's life.
所以我们由这个碑啊，我们来谈这三点哈。
So with these three points, we will discuss further the pillar.Of Rachel's grave.
当我们所爱的人过世了，我们都很怀念了，所以会为他立碑。
So when our beloved pass away, we will remember them by setting up a pillar.
我们看创世纪二十九章。
Let's refer to Genesis chapter 29.
所以这个碑啊，在讲雅各啊对拉结一辈子的爱。
So this pillar represents the eternal love that Jacob has for Rachel.
二十九章的二十节
，Genesis chapter 29 verse 20。
二十九章二十节
，Genesis chapter 29 verse 20。
我们一起来读好不好？因为是下午啊，天气又很热。
And we will read this together because it is very hot in here。
我们大声开口念哈。
So please read out loud。
一百七，雅各就为拉结服侍了七年。他因为深爱拉结，就看这七年如同几天。好，这边提到这个碑啊，在谈到雅各的爱雅各就是深爱拉结的。
So this pillar represents the deep love that Jacob has for Rachel.
那个爸爸跟雅各讲啊，妈妈跟雅各讲啊，你哥哥要杀你哈，那你去舅舅家住一段时间呢。
So Jacob's mother told Jacob that your brother is going to kill you. You please go reside with your uncle.
这个雅各很少出远门。
And this Jacob does not usually go out.
那一走就走了好多日子还没有回来。
And when he has left, he left for many days without coming back.
这应该是一千里以上的这个路程应该有1000 miles 以上。
So this journey that he took, perhaps, is more than 1,000 miles.
那这个对雅各来讲，它是一个逃亡的旅程。
So Jacob is a refugee that escaped from his own town.
所以他内心呢，应该是充满了很多的情绪跟情感哦。
So within his heart, he probably was filled.With a lot of emotions.
我们看读来读二十九章的第九节到十二节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter
29. 九节到十二，请大家开口念好不好？
Verse 9 to 12.
像我们上次一样开口念好不好？
Let's read verse 9 to 12 out loud.
我们无论念中文念英文，我们请大家开口念。预备起。雅各正和他们说话的时候，拉结领着他父亲的羊来了。因为那些羊是他牧放的。第十节，雅各看见母舅拉班的女儿拉结和母舅拉班的羊群，就上前把石头转离井口，引他母舅拉班的羊。请读十一节，雅各与拉结亲嘴，就放声而哭。十二节
Verse 12.
雅各告诉拉结自己是他父亲的外甥，是利百加的儿子。拉结就跑去告诉他父亲。我们看到这个他们年轻人相见面的一刹那，我们注意到拉结他是放羊的。
So from this occurrence between two young people, we could see that Rachel was a shepherdess.
那十一节记载拉结跟雅各亲嘴就放声而哭
So over here it records that Jacob kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and wept.
你什么时候看过一个年轻人哦？他这个时候几岁？假设是，不晓得几岁啊？你有没有看过一个年轻人哦，未婚的这样子大声哭过的
？Have you ever seen a young person, cry like this?
我们比较少看到，是吗
？This is probably a rare occurrence.
那所以你看，雅各他心中一定隐藏很多的情绪，那种。没有走过远路这一趟又这么远，然后呢，又是败在逃亡当中，然后现在见到一个亲人，哇，他所有的情感统统发泄出来。
So because Jacob ran away from home, he had a lot of emotions stored up, And when he saw somebody that is his kin, he poured out his emotions.
好，那因为他爸爸跟他讲说，你到拉班的家哈，要娶一个老婆啊，要啊找一个就是拉班的女儿做太太了。
Because his mother said to him that
他的爸爸哦。
Because his father said to him that when you go to Laban's house, you must go and get a wife.
所以他这个时候呢，应该就是看到拉结啊，他就很喜欢，很爱他。
And the moment he saw Rachel, he was, he really liked her.
那所以深爱她，所以看七年如几天呢、啊、
？And because he truly loved her, so that is why7 years seems only like a few days.
真的啊，如果你心中有爱啊，那个时间就过得很快。
And indeed, if your heart has love, then the time will pass you by.
后来啊，雅各在形容他的一生说，他白日受尽干热，黑夜受尽寒霜。
And Jacob said that in the morning he has endured heat, and at night he has endured frost.
但是这几年当中呢，因为有爱啊，虽然这么辛苦啊，但是好像几天一样了。
And because he has love in his heart, so that is why these hardships that he endured were only like a few days.
虽然很热哈，看到拉结就好像夏天吃冰淇淋一样了。
So although he is very hot, but seeing Rachel is like eating an ice cream.
虽然很冷哦，看到拉结就好像冬天有棉被可以盖一样。
And although it is very cold outside, when he sees Rachel, it is like having a blanket covering him.
当人活着，人生有一个爱呀、啊，有一份爱呀、啊，你的生命就有意义、啊。
And when a person living on this earth has a piece of love, then his life has meaning.
有的人他们被关在集中营里面。
And some people are locked up.
他们后来能够生存下来。
And if they could survive.
因为他们内心常常纪念着他们的爱妻，他们的小孩。
Because in their heart, they were constantly reminded of their loved ones, whether it's their wife or their children.
为了爱，为了孩子，为了配偶，他们要活下去。
And because of this love for their beloved, they had the determination to live on.
因为有盼望，有爱就有盼望。
Because when there is love, there is hope.
所以日子就在辛苦当中也变得比较容易过。
So in times of hardship, it will become less harder.
但是你讲深爱，如果你仔细看雅各，他真的深爱着拉结。
And if we examine Jacob, we could see that he indeed has a genuine love.
那他对拉结的深爱没有因为拉结不生孩子而改变。
And his genuine love for Rachel did not change because Rachel could not bear a child.
他对拉结的深爱并没有拉结喜欢发小脾气而改变。
And his love did not alter because Rachel likes to get mad.
他对拉结的深爱也没有因为拉结的去世而改变。
And his true love for Rachel did not change even after her death.
你怎么知道呢？
How do we know this?
那是雅各自己讲的啦。
This is coming from the mouth of Jacob.
雅各跟那个他其他的孩子讲说，你知道我老婆给我生两个孩子。如果你看后面的故事，在雅各的心目当中，他只有一个太太给他生两个孩子。
And in his, he told his children that my wife has borne me 2 sons.
And
he said this to his children.
如果我们看圣经哦，其实哦，他跟神较力啊，他都赢神。怎么较力？他跟神怎么较力呢？
And even when he is wrestling with God, he has overcame him.
你如果我们如果读圣经就知道，其实神对利亚哦是比较有 favor， 我自己觉得啦，比较 favor 利亚，让他一直生。哎、
So in my opinion, I think God favored Leah so that she bore many sons.
为什么？
Why is this?
利亚心中有神。
Because in the heart of Leah, there is God.
不能生孩子，生了第一个，他就说神听见了。
Because when she bore her firstborn, she said that God has listened to my prayer.
再来就是说神看见了神会让他联合，立位就是联合，所以他就是从神在做中心，在经营他的婚姻，所以利亚心中是有神的。
So because Leah has feel this connection with God, so that in her heart, she felt God is there.
但是呢，虽然神爱利亚，拉雅各没有因为这样利亚会生孩子而改变他对拉结的爱。
But because Leah could bore children for Jacob, his love for Rachel did not alter because of these events.
我们中国有句话说，我的心里只有你，没有他了。
There is a saying that in my heart there is you, but there is no the other person.
雅各就是这种心哦。
And that is the heart of Jacob.
所以从雅各这个桶杯啊，这个杯啊，我们学到啊，真的爱啊，啊，比死还要坚强。
And from this pillar, we could come to the conclusion that love is stronger than death.
爱是大水不能冲没的。
Love is something that a waterfall cannot wash away.
所以爱跟欲望也真的不一样。
And love and hope are different.
Desire, 爱跟欲望哦。
Love and desire are different.
你看雅各爱可以为拉结啊，为拉班服侍14年，做牛做马14年。
And we could see that this love that Jacob possessed, he with this he was able to work 14 years.
那欲望常常是像咖啡上的泡沫，一下就不见了。
And desire is like the cream on the top of a coffee that disappears.
啊，这个爱啊，真的可以细水长流。那个四十年如一日，细水长流，可以流得很远。
And this love has sustainability to go a long way.
那欲望呢，就好像沸腾的水，一下子热起来了，一下子却又冷却了。
However, desire is like a boiling water that rises up in heat and then cools off.
爱可以很深哦。
Love could be very deep.
但是欲望却是非常的短。
However, desire is short-lived.
我们刚刚把那个经文看一下哦。我们看诗篇啊，雅各第八章。
Let's look at the Song of Solomon.
雅各第八章。
Song of Solomon, chapter
第六啊，第八章的第六节、第七节。
Chapter 8, verse 6-8.
雅歌第八章的第六节、第七节。
Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 6 to 8.
那我们一起来读好不好
？Let us read together.
请我们读大声一点好不好
？Let us read aloud.
你读英文也可以读大声一点，没关系啊。我们读到看看有没有办法把自己吵醒。
Let's read until we're all awakened.
来，八章的第六节。
Chapter 8, verse 6.
求你将我放在心上如印记，戴在你的臂上如节记，因为爱情如死之坚强，嫉妒如阴间之残忍，所发的电光是火焰的电光，是主的烈焰。第七节。爱情重水不能熄灭，大水也不能淹没。若有人家拿家中所有的财宝要换爱情，就前辈藐视。所以真的爱可以 很深入很强、哦、
So indeed love could be very deep and strong.
我不晓得有没有在这边讲过一个故事。
I'm not sure if I have told you the story.
唐朝有一个进士、啊、叫做崔富。
There is a man and
A scholar、哦、
A scholar
那有一天他经过一个村庄、啊、看到那个村庄啊满园桃花。
And he went into a village and he saw a tree that is very well blossomed.
他就进去喝杯啊借杯茶喝啊。
So he went in a place and borrowed a cup of tea.
哇看到里面一个小姐他就哇一见钟情啊。
So he saw a miss and his heart was aroused.
那个小姐蛮喜欢他的啊。
And this girl really liked him.
隔一年他又过来这里，同样桃花的季节，他又过来这里。
And the year afterwards, he came to the same place again.
看不到小姐了。
And he did not see the miss.
那很难过，就离开那个地方。
He was looking for, and he was very sad and left the place.
那离开之前，他就提了在门口提了一首诗。
And before he left the town, he put together a poem.
他说：“去年今日此门中，人面桃花相映红，人面不知何处去，桃花依旧笑春风。”很多人会背吗？ 这个去年今天这个门里面哈、哦，有桃花跟人的面相映着，都很红。然后呢，人面不晓得哪里去了，那桃花依然笑着春风，在春风里面微笑。
So, the occurrence of a blossom tree and a beautiful girl, was disappeared, and the wind was laughing at them.
啊，结果那个小姐一进门，其实那个小姐没有离开，只是不在而已。一进门看到那一首诗，哇，心就碎了，就生病了。
And this girl did not leave the town, but she was just away when she saw this poem. Her heart was very touched.
这个叫因爱成病。
And this is called love sickness.
那个先生啊，又那个崔父啊，隔一天又过来看看到底真的有没有人呢、啊、
？And then she came by again.To see whether there is indeed a person there.
哇，那个家里的人就说哇，你赶快进来看我们小姐啊、哦！那因为你那一首诗都病得快要都后来都不吃饭了，病快死掉了、
哦。Then the Spain man came back and they asked him to find the girl again because he's sick to the point that he can't eat.
哇，看到这个男生，他饭也吃得下了，病就好了，不用药了，病就好了。
Excuse me. So the girl saw the man again and.Her love sickness was healed.
所以我们就看到这个爱情的力量真的很大。
So over here we could see the power of love.
有一个故事谈到有一对夫妻，他们94岁，先生跟太太都94岁。
So there is another story about a couple who were both 94 years old.
他们结婚71年。
They had been married for 71 years.
他们很恩爱啊，常常就是手牵手啦。
And they are deeply in love, and they hold each other's hands.
后来他先生得了癌症，后来昏迷。
And then her husband, received cancer, and he was in a coma.
先生太太啊，那时候年纪也是很大，94岁啊。先生昏迷，他跟着也昏迷了。
And when his wife saw that he was in a coma, she also fell into a coma.
后来他先生过世了。
And then her husband died.
她的女儿就在妈妈的耳边这样讲哦。
And then her daughter said to her mother,
爸爸已经走了，你也可以放心的安息了哦。
The father is no longer here, you can now rest in peace as well.
这是我在一本个杂志上读到的我在书上读到一则故事了，是一个真实的故事。
So this is a true story that I read from a book or a magazine.
人间真的有真爱哦！我看人间真的有真爱。
And in humanity, there is true love.
有时候真爱真的会感动我们哦。
And sometimes true love could really touch us.
哥伦比亚大学以前有一位神学院哦，哥伦比亚大学神学院以前有一位院长。
So in the Columbia Theological School.There is a dean.
那这个神学院院长把这个学校经营得很好。
And this dean has built the school with a good reputation.
后来他年纪大了，他太太后来就中风，然后身体很不方便。
And when they got older, his wife had a stroke, and it was very inconvenient.
这个先生一直在想，他到底要辞职专心照顾他太太呢，还是继续工作
？So the husband thought to himself.Whether he should continue to work or retire and take care of his wife.
虽然一两年来他们已经有个特别的看护在看他太太了。
Although they have a special nurse that is taking care of his wife.
那有一天他在帮他太太宽衣的时候呢，发觉到哇，这个太太的这个身体越来越不好，那个皮肤越来越多那个疮哈。
So one day he was dressing his wife.And he saw that his wife has a lot of disease on her skin.
他又想到他们结婚的誓言。
And then he was reminded of when they first got married.
说这个婚姻是 for health and for sick 就是无论这个是健康，无论是生病都不能婚礼，只有死才可以婚礼啦。
So he was reminded of his wedding vow that in happiness or sickness.They will be together until death.
后来他就真的工作不做了，那专心照顾他太太，直到他太太过世。
So he decided to depart from his job and fully take care of his wife.
人间有真爱哦。
Indeed, within human beings, there are true love.
啊，拉雅各深爱着拉结。
And Jacob truly loved Rachel.
啊，这个在碑上面呢，可以看得出来。
And on the face of the pillar, we could see this.
那个碑啊，其实也在诉说那个人他一辈子怎么过的。
The pillar also represents how the person lived his life.
这个拉结他这一辈子到底怎么过的？
How did Rachel live her life?
拉结他被雅各所爱，到底他拥有什么样的条件呢？
How did what kind of qualifications did Rachel have for Jacob to love her unconditionally?
我们来看创世纪的二十九章。
Turn Genesis chapter 29.
创世纪二十九章。
Genesis chapter 29.
二十九章哈
，verse，chapter 29。
二十九章十七节。
29:17。
二十九章十七节。
Genesis chapter 29:17。
好，我们一起来读。
Let's read aloud。
利亚的眼睛没有神气，拉结却生的美貌俊美俊秀。这个美貌俊秀，你中文这样读没有什么感觉。
So Rachel was beautiful of form and appearance.
但英文就很清楚了 ，beautiful of forms and appearance. 如果换成现在的中文，应该是说身材美好，脸蛋也漂亮，应该是这样。
So beautiful,
是不是？你再换一次。
Rachel was beautiful of form and appearance.
Form 嘛，哈 ，form 就是 form 嘛。
Form is your figure.
哎 ，appearance 就是他的脸蛋嘛。
And appearance is your face.
啊，所以这个啊，利亚圣经上讲的眼睛没有神呢、啊。
Over here, Leah's eyes were delicate.
啊 ，delicate 哦。另外一个版本就是 tired.
Or Rachel's eye is tired.
我在猜哦，利亚生下来眼睛一定眯眯的啦。
So
利亚一定是眯眯眼呢、
啊。I am guessing that when Leah gave birth, her eyes were closed.
咪咪啊，没有 close， 咪咪、啊、一条线的。
She was a
一条线的。
Squinting，
哎哎，所以一看就，哎呦，眼睛小小的，没有拉结那么有神呢、啊。
Her eyes were small and did not have the same spirit.
所以你查利亚就是 tired， 反正看起来就很 tired。利亚的意思就是 tired。
So the meaning of Leah means tired。
这个爸爸也真好玩，怎么给他取这个名字
？So this is a funny name to give to a daughter.
那怪不得雅各一看就喜欢眼睛大大的啊！大家都喜欢眼睛大大的，所以大家都去要双眼皮啊，割双眼皮啊。
And everybody likes,
不是大家啦，我说有的人呢、啊。
Some people like big eyes. That's why they get double eyelids.
好、啊，所以你看哦，这个拉结一开始他是职业妇女，他是一个牧羊人，所以我们刚读了啊，拉班看他就看到拉结在放养自己为雅各所放的羊啊。哦
So Rachel, by occupation, is a shepherdess. That is why she was able to help Jacob with the sheep.
啊，有工作，又长得很漂亮。
She has a job and she was beautiful.
那所以雅各的心就被她拉走了。
So the heart of Jacob was pulled by her.
我们现在年轻人差不多也是这样哦，大家都喜欢漂亮的，
likewise,
不喜欢可爱的。
Many people like.Beautiful people.
哎，这个有时候我们帮年轻人，我一直觉得我没有做媒的恩赐哈、哦，但是有时候想试试看。
I feel like I don't have the gift of matchmaking, but it doesn't hurt for me to try.
有时候恩弟兄说你喜欢哪个姐妹，他会偷偷跟我讲，我喜欢姐妹 A 啦哈、哦。
So I would ask somebody in secret, what kind of sister do you like? I like sister A.
啊、我问 B 弟兄你喜欢哪个，他也说我喜欢那个 A 姐妹。
So I asked brother B, and he would say I like sister A as
well. 我问 brother C 也是一样爱 A 姐妹。
And I asked brother C, and he would give me the same reply.
我心里想说、啊、A 姐妹只有一个、啊、怎么办呢？
And in my heart, I said to myself, there's only one sister A, what am I going to do?、
啊、现在的人一般人都比较喜欢、模特儿型的、哎、就是身材好，脸蛋也漂亮的啦。
And today, many people like models.
这是人之常情。
And this is just human nature.
但是我们发觉到拉结哈、哦，他的一生来讲，那个外表啊，就是天生丽质啊，但是呢，他的灵性啊啊，实在是可以更多的进步了、啊。
So although Rachel was born with a beautiful form and appearance, but she could have used some work in terms of her spirituality.
我们看三十章第一节，现在在介绍拉结，很少介绍他有多好，一般都介绍他不好的地方。
So let's look at Genesis chapter 30, verse 1. In the Bible, when it makes mention of Rachel, it always records something not as positive.
我们来看三十章的第一节，我们大家一起开口来读。
Let's read Genesis chapter 30, verse 1.
你们啊，三十章第一节，创世纪三十章第一节。
Genesis chapter 30, verse 1.
我们大声读啊，你也一样，你跟我一样大声啊、哦，看看我们有没有办法把自己吵醒。来，预备起。拉结见自己不给雅各生子，就嫉妒他姐姐，对雅各说：“你给我孩子，不然我就死了。”哎，这个第一个，我们看到他会嫉妒啊。
So over here, we could see that she was envious.
那个嫉妒哦，不是她老公爱别人呢。老公爱别人，嫉妒有理，你应该嫉妒。
And this jealousy is not because her husband likes somebody else.
是姐姐有我没有，所以我要嫉妒姐姐。
Because she is jealous of her sister because her sister had children and she did not.
我每次读拉结的故事，我都觉得她好像我那个小孩子哦，小时候，就是觉得拉结好像永远长不大。
And when I read.The story about Rachel, I am often reminded of my children when they were little.
他们两个小时候很会比赛啊，哦，那个要我们要上车了，两个就用跑的，然后比赛到谁到车就说 I win, I win, 然后两个就这样子推来推去 I win, I win, 就是这样，哎， so, 我赢了，我赢了，拉结就是要赢啊。
So when Rachel likes to win, which reminds me of my children when they're younger, where they rush to the car to see who would win.
一个人哦，天生丽质哦，因为很优秀，所以不能认输哦，不能输，真的。
And because she is so outstanding, she cannot afford to lose.
有一个学生啊，很优秀啊，有一次考试考92分，还98分，忘记了，一直哭，一直哭。哎呀，我这次怎么只有考98分呢？怎么他可以考100分呢？真的是有时候觉得。
So,
很多很有的人就是哦，因为他本身就很好，无论怎么样呢，不能输，输不起啦。
So there are some people who think they're so perfect that they, when they did not get a perfect score on the exam, they would beat themselves to death.
那我不晓得有没有讲过这个故事给你们听啊、哦？有一个小朋友，他因为以前也不晓得血型 A 型还是 B 型还是 O 型是什么回事嘛，对不对？那他根本还没有验血，人家问他说你血型怎么型？他想说，我这么优秀，我当然是 A 型的、啊，怎么可能 O 型？对，最后面呢，我是 A 型的，嗯。
So there's a story where this person was, before he knew his blood type, thinks that he is type A because he is such a perfectionist.
那因为哦，因为嫉妒啊，就会相争。
Because of jealousy, there is strife.
我们看三十章的第八节。
Let's look at chapter 30, verse 8.
三十章第八节。
Genesis chapter 30, verse 8.
我们一起开口念。三十章第八节。
Verse 8.
拉结说：“我姐姐大大相争，并且得胜，于是给她取名叫拿弗他利。她跟姐姐大大相争呢。”
And over here, she wrestled greatly with her sister.
那个 greatly 哈、哦，大大是形容词，中文也是形容词，但是有个神学家把它解释成名词，所以我跟姐姐大大就是神呢，大大就是神，所以我跟姐姐跟神相争。都 得胜了，这个好像雅各一样，可是雅各是神应，雅各讲的，拉结自己说的，我跟姐姐跟神争，我都赢啊。当然，这是一个神学家的解释，你不一定要采信呐、啊。但是就是你就看到他要跟人争，也要跟神争了、啊。
So over here, Rachel likes to wrestle with both man and God, and there is a theologian who explained great as a noun instead of an adjective.Describing great as God, that he has wrestled against God and against men, just like Jacob.
我一直觉得哦，拉结被爱，但是他不快乐。我一直觉得他这个人不快乐。
So, in my opinion, I think that although Rachel was greatly loved, but she was not a happy person.
我们有没有会觉得自己 应该是幸福的，别人看你，你也很幸福，但是你永远不快乐，你永远要多一点，你永远要争一下。
So there are some people who other people view as very fortunate, but that person always wants to wrestle with other people.
你有老公所有的爱，你应该是全世界最幸福的人哦。
You have the love, the sole love of your husband. You should be the great. You should be the luckiest person on earth.
但是我看他到死之前，他都不能了解。
But even until the point of death, she could not understand this.
那为什么他不了解呢？
Why could she not understand?
因为她不认识神。
Because she did not know God.
拉结不认识神。我的判断是不认识神。
My judgment is that Rachel did not know God.
如果她认识神，她不会跟爸爸偷偶像、偷神像。
If she had fully understood God, she would not steal the idols from her father's household.
这个让神很生气哦。后来雅各啊，神跟雅各讲说。到后来事件的那个事情之后呢，神跟雅各讲说，你们家的偶像通通要烧掉了，哎，可是这个偶像跟他们家跟一段时间哦。
So Rachel stole some gods from her father's household, which caused God to be very angry with Jacob's household.
我们来看创世纪三十一章十九节。
And let's look at Genesis chapter 31, verse 19.
创世纪三十一章十九节。
Genesis chapter 31 verse 19.
三十一章十九节。
Chapter 31 verse 19.
来，我们一起来读一遍。七。
Let's read together.
那时，拉班剪羊毛去了，拉结偷了他父亲家中的神像。哦，拉结要离开之前偷他们的家神。
So Rachel, before leaving, has stolen the household idols.
啊，那偷了还不承认哦。
And when she had stolen the household idols, she would not admit it.
她还骗爸爸。
And then she lied to her father.
我们看三十二节到三十五节。
Let's read verse 32 to 35.
三十二节到三十五节。
Verse 32 to 35.
我们请大家开口大声念，好不好？谢谢。
Let's open your mouth and read.
三十二节到三十四、三十五节，对不起哈。三十二节，预备起。
32。
至于你的神像，你在谁那里收出来，就不容谁存活。当着我们的众弟兄，你认一认，在我这里有什么东西是你的，就拿去。原来雅各不知道拉结偷了那些神像。33。拉班进了雅各利亚并两个使女的帐篷都没有说出来，就从利亚的帐篷出来，进了拉结的帐篷。34。拉结已经把神像藏在骆驼的弗罗里，便坐在上头。拉班摸遍了那帐篷，并没有摸着。35。拉结对他父亲说：“现在我身上不便，不能在你面前起来，求我主不要生气。”这样拉班搜神寻像，并没有说出来。这个拉结很厉害。
So Rachel is very potent.
把这个神像藏在他的骆驼，他那个那个叫那个怎么念呢？陀罗尼，然后就坐在上面了。
So Rachel had taken the household idols and put them in the camel saddle.
我想他对这个神也是不尊敬啊，哪有你如果尊敬一个神，哪有把你的神坐在你屁股下面的呢
？So she looks like she didn't respect her gods because she was sitting on her gods.
以前的神像哦，其实以前的神像是他们家的那个 property 的地址啦。如果谁拥有神像，就谁就拥有那个爸爸的财产。
So the household idols back in the past represent the household deed. So whoever possess these idols possess the deed of his father's inheritance.
那你看，今天为了财产，或者是为了偶像，有时候财产钱成为我们的偶像，为了这个金牛犊啊，他可以骗爸爸，也可以。如果真的是他的神，也可以对他的神不敬。
So some people, because of possessions or lands, that they disrespect their father or even their gods.
那个雅各讲哦，你从谁家那边收出来，谁就让他死啊。不晓得拉结这么早死，跟这句话有没有关系啊？不知道。
And Laban said that whoever stole
雅各
，and Jacob said whoever stole these idols may that person become dead, and perhaps this is a reason why Rachel died so early.
好了，我们来看一下箴言十一章二十二节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 11.
天生丽质不是罪啊，是好的事情了、啊。这个是神的恩赐。天生丽质啊，这是好的事情啊，美丽漂亮，这是好的事情。
To be beautiful is a good thing.
啊，但是呢，还有一件事情更重要。
But there is one thing that is more important.
我们来看箴言三章的十三节。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 13.
箴言三章的十三节。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 13.
三章十三节啊。
Chapter 3 verse 13.
不，对不起，我们先看一节，是一章二十二节。
Excuse me, let's look at chapter 11.
箴言十一章二十二节。
Chapter 11 verse 22.
十一章二十二节。
Proverbs 11 verse 22.
十一章二十二节
Proverbs chapter 11 verse 22、
我们开口来读十一章二十二节妇女美貌而无见识如同金环戴在猪鼻上面这个、金环在猪鼻上面 不 match 了 不协调了不适合了哪有金环都是戴在猪鼻上面的呢金环应该戴在我们的古代的人、戴在古代人鼻子上面没有戴在猪鼻上面这个 不 match 了
So a ring of gold in a swine's snout is not as fitting as the ring of gold in a woman's nose.
所以当我们只有漂亮哦，没有神的知识哦，那个金环好像戴在猪鼻子上面了。
So if you are beautiful without the God's wisdom, then you are like a swine who put a ring of gold.And it's not.
所以啊，箴言一直跟我们讲，我们要得智慧，得聪明，哈，这是比珍珠宝贵，一切所喜爱的都没有办法跟智慧、聪明做比较的。
So in Proverbs, it teaches us to seek wisdom because wisdom is more valuable than pearl.
那认识神就是智慧的开端。
And the knowledge of God is the beginning of wisdom.
好，再我们来谈第三点，这个杯啊，这个桶杯到底在讲什么呢？
And the third point, what does this pillar represent?
一个碑在一个墓上面，在告诉我们这是人生的尽头。
A pillar sitting on top of a grave represents the end of a person's life.
我们来看箴言的啊不，创世纪的三十五章，到底拉结生命的尽头啊有什么事情呢？
So what happened during the end of Rachel's life? Let's look at Genesis chapter 35.
35章的16节到20节。
Genesis chapter 35 verse 16 to 20.
其实拉结一辈子被爱，但是他是不快乐的，也是没有门户的一个人。
Although Rachel was deeply loved, but she was a person that was not happy.
因为她对神不认识。
Because she had no knowledge of God.
她生命的晚年是哭着悲哀着走的，悲哀着走的。
The end of her life contained much crying as she departs from the world.
因为一辈子啊，没有真正的啊，把神放在她生命里面。
Because in her life, she did not put God first.
三十五章的十六节。
Genesis chapter 35, verse 16.
我们一起来读到二十节。
Let's read up to verse 20.
十六节到二十节，我们开口读。
Let's read aloud.
他们从伯特利起行离以瓦他还有一段路程拉结临产甚是艰难十七节正在艰难的时候收生婆对他说不要怕你又要得一个儿子了十八节他将近于死灵魂要走的时候就给他儿子起名叫便俄尼他父亲却给他起名叫便雅敏十九节拉结死了葬在以法他的路旁以法他就是伯利恒二十节雅各在他坟上立了一个桶碑就是拉结的墓碑直到今日还在我们来到人间我们是哭着来人间的
So we arrived into this world crying
别人应该是笑着迎接你来到人间的
And some people leave when they
迎接你带来人间你是哭的别人可能是笑是微笑的因为欢迎你来
So when you depart from this world you might be crying but the people who are already on the other side may be smiling
我在讲出生的时候呢。
When you arrive in this world, you are crying, but
other
people may be smiling.
那你走的时候，你是哭的还是笑的？
But when you leave, do you cry or do you laugh?
还是别人是哭的，还是别人在笑呢？
Or are other people laughing or crying?
拉结死的时候，他是哭着走的哦，忧伤着走的。
When Rachel left this earth, she was crying in sorrow.
她是难产死的啦。
She died of childbirth.
那难产的时候呢？啊，她生下儿子，人家跟她讲说：“哦，恭喜恭喜哦，你生了一个儿子啦！”因为这个以前的生儿子，尤其她要跟姐姐争哦，这个应该是一个大好的信息呀。
And so, her maid, told her to be happy because she had a son.
但是呢，她不高兴，她没有快乐。
However, she did not have joy in her heart.
你怎么知道呢？
How do we know this?
因为他给他儿子起名叫便俄尼。
Because she called his name Ben-Omni.
你如果查圣经字典，便俄尼就是 son of sorrow, 一个忧伤的人的孩子。所以你走之前，你知道他是忧伤的，他舍不得走，他还年轻啊，他不想离开啦。
So we know that she was sorrowful when she departed because she named her son Ben-Omni, which means the son of my sorrow. And because she was still so young, she did not want to depart from this world.
爸爸不喜欢这个名字，哪里 son of sorrow? 快乐一点，把它改成 Ben-Omni, 变成 Benjamin, 变便雅悯好了。
So his father did not like this name, so he changed his name to Benjamin, which means the son of the right hand.
对对，你那个圣经有是不是？嗯、哦，你圣经有。那个意思就是右手的儿子，右手是有力的儿子。
Which means the son of right hand means the son that has power.
你读圣经会觉得很好玩哦。其实哈、哦，圣经里面如果你读圣经哈、哦，圣经里面所有左手便利的都是便雅悯人。
But,
他虽然他是有 son of the right hand， 但是如果你看那个 left handed。圣经上记载 left handed 通通是 Benjamites、哦、真的也是很有趣了。
So there is a cleverness to this with the respect that the Benjamin means the son of the right hand, but all the Benjamites recorded in the Bible use their left hand to fight.
那你知道拉结哭子啊，这个一哭哭着走，这个成为历史的名词，这么有名啊，到新约大家都知道拉结怎么死的。
So when Rachel
难产死的，怎么死的？哭死的。
So when Rachel left the earth crying while giving birth, this became very, very famous.
我们看马太福音二章十八节。
连
新约都在谈这个事情哦。
Even the New Testament is describing this event. Let's look at Matthew chapter 2.
圣经特别讲他不受安慰啊。
The Bible specifically said that she did not want it to be comforted.
用台湾话讲的是淫死啊，这个人淫死啊，淫到死去安尼啦，淫死安尼。这种不甘愿，要你赢赢赢！哎呀，我这么天生丽质，又要赢我姐姐都要赢了啊！怎么这么早死掉？赢死哦！这个人是这样子的。
So this person did not want to leave because she doesn't want to leave.
我们看第二章十八节。
Look at Matthew chapter 2 verse 18.
啊，二章十八节。
Chapter 2 verse 18.
马太福音二章十八节。
Matthew chapter 2 verse 18.
马太福音二章十八节，我们大声念。
Let's read aloud.
在拉玛听见哭嚎大声大哭的声音，是拉结哭他儿女不肯受安慰，因为他们都不在了，死了，当然他们都不在了、哦、你死了，大家都不在了嘛。
And because when you die, there's nobody there.
啊，所以拉结哭子啊，哭死了，不肯受安慰。
So, Rachel cried to her death.
所以这个悲啊，在诉说啊。这个人生的尽头，但的尽头是哭着死的，并且呢，到最后就是一匹黄土，他、啊、什么也没有带走，很不甘愿，但是什么他也没带走。
So this pillar represents the end of Rachel's life, where she was crying and she brought nothing with her.
弟兄姐妹，有一天呢、啊，啊，不晓得我们会怎么走的。
Brothers and sisters, there will come a day.When we don't know how we will depart,
你会快乐地走吗？
Are you going to depart with happiness?
还是你很不甘愿？
Or are you going to depart with regret?
你可以把你的先生、把你的太太的爱带走吗？
Can you bring the love of your husband or your wife with you?
啊，真的一个悲啊，道尽了很多事情。
and the pillar focuses on many things near the end of one's life.
诉说别人对我们的爱,
and it recounts the love of other people
towards us. 诉说我们的一生,
and it recounts our life.
也诉说人生的尽头,
and it recounts the end of our life.
所以真的有神真好,
so indeed, it is good to have God.
认识神啊, 比我们拥有的天生丽质啊, 真的更重要。
To know God is better than all the talents we will accumulate.
愿神祝福,
may the Lord bless.
我们来唱诗,
let's sing a hymn.
523首,
523.